Hi, I'm the Moroccan Angel, and I'm here to help others set things right with their maker. Hi, I'm the Moroccan Angel. I'm glad to have you here. The question that we are going to be looking into today is, are there sinners in heaven? Now, mind you, this is predominantly for those who the whole heaven and hell hold great significance, because there's a number of individuals who could care less if they go to heaven or hell. So this is not for you. So I have a question for you. We're going to start off with a question. Do you identify as a Christian? If you've said yes, I have another question for you. Have you committed sin since you've decided that you are a Christian? And if you said yes to that as well, let's break this down a bit. So in reality, or the reality of it, is that you've made a vow to Jesus to serve him all the days of your life, a sacred vow. Now the word serve comes from the word service, meaning a slave. A slave is one who is subservient to or controlled by another. One who is subject to or controlled by a specific influence. And in this case, the controlling influence of Jesus' spirit. The Apostle Paul repeatedly stated this in his writings, that he was a slave to Christ. He said, when you are a Christian, you're no longer your own. Doulos, a slave. Now, a number of professing Christians may have been looking at this like a one-night or one-week encounter, which is what many professing Christians have demonstrated through their actions. The word Christian is literally defined as one who steadfastly or faithfully obeys the teachings and commands of Jesus, manifesting the genuine spirit of Jesus. This is about devotion, commitment, and loyalty. The fact that you are still knowingly committing sin as a professing Christian, rebelling against Jesus' teachings, proves Jesus right from the scriptures. People who claim to be faithful followers or obeyers of Jesus, but they're actually not doing this? Oh yes. He said that they're liars and they do not know him. They never did. It was a deception. So if you are in fact doing this, you're a liar, deceived, and do not know him, regardless of how many years you falsely profess to be a Christian, which in turn is literally saying that you are a follower of Jesus' teachings and commands, and that you have his spirit. Because the truth is, you don't. You don't faithfully obey his teachings and commands, and you're so deceived that you think this is normal. But what does the scriptures literally say? Let's read what the scriptures state. And it's not about personal interpretations. It's not, oh, we can interpret it. People interpret the scriptures in different ways relative to their own personal experiences. No, it's not about interpretation, but education. In 1 John 2 and 4, in black and white, it states, "He that saith, I know him, that I know Jesus, and do not keep his commandments." Keep is adhering to, not strain, not every once in a while breaking or rebelling his teachings and commandments. Keep is a steadfast commitment. He that saith, I know him, and do not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The word keep is defined as to adhere or conform to, follow, to be faithful to continue to do. Tell me, how are you faithfully following or obeying him while in the act of sin? This is the undeniable evidence that what you're claiming is false. And no, it's not a process. According to the New Testament scriptures, it's only a quote-unquote process for those who do not have the genuine spirit of Jesus. It's their way of naturally trying to figure it out and mimic the true biblical Christian. The true biblical Christian that genuinely possesses the Spirit of Jesus. True biblically aligned Christianity is a supernatural experience. It's not grounded on emotional assurances, but true biblical, visible evidence and confirmation. Because you see, there's this trait that is quite clear among the false Christians, and that is, they do good and bad things. You'll often hear it explained away as, no one's perfect, or we all sin, or I'm quote-unquote struggling, or Jesus forgives past, present, and future sins. But it's there and clear to see to the discerning eye. They're unfaithful, not just in their profession of religious beliefs, but other areas of their life as well. They falsely claim to faithfully, devotedly follow Jesus' teachings. Some mindlessly claim this, but the truth is, they don't. It's hypocrisy and lies. They're literally professing something that is false. In the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 16, it states that they profess that they know God, but in works, they deny him. Not in speech, but in works, their acts, being abominable and disobedient, unfit for any good deed. The water is murky. They're mixing clear water with muddy water, which makes it unfit to drink. It makes it unfit. No doubt, despite what the scriptures clearly convey, if you're doing this, you're probably 100% certain or sure that you're going to heaven. And this reminds me of a passage in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 22 through 23, where it reads, "Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?" What are we seeing here? In his name, in the name of Jesus, they are prophesying, driving out demons, performing miracles. They believe themselves to be true disciples of Jesus. And watch this. Despite their strong belief or quote-unquote faith that they knew Jesus and would enter into heaven, what is the one reason he gives as to why they cannot and will not enter into the kingdom of heaven? Consider this. What's the one reason that he gives? When we look at verse 23, He says to them, Then I will tell them plainly, undeniably, I never knew you. Depart from me. Why? Ye that work iniquity. The original Greek word for iniquity is anomia, meaning violators of the law, the unrighteous, those who commit sin. You see, those who commit sin, regardless of their religious title, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus refused entrance to those who commit acts of rebellion against his teachings and commands, the sinners. He did not ask them, wait, are you really sorry though? He didn't ask them this. He didn't say, okay, do you sincerely regret being a worker or doer of iniquity? Because if you're really sorry, then you can come in. No. He never. There's no record of him stating this. He proclaimed without a second thought, depart from me, you who work iniquity, you who rebel against my teachings. He states, they never knew him. This coincides with what we read earlier in the book of 1 John. Those who say, I know him, and do not keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. In the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 6, it states, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Now a true Christian, being one who steadfastly obeys Jesus' teachings and commandments, manifesting the genuine spirit of Jesus, especially the command to sin no more. This is major, especially for those who are professing to be Christians, those who claim to have his spirit and still committing sin. The sinner is the one within the scriptures who was deemed as the unrighteous, the violators of the law. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, it states that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This is the dominant theme throughout the Bible. No sinner will enter into the kingdom of heaven. There are no sinners in heaven. If you are sinning, regardless if you call yourself a Christian or whatever title you give yourself, if you are sinning, you will not be in heaven. That is not where you will be going. You will be somewhere else. You have to make arrangements to be somewhere else. If you'd like to take your spiritual and religious proclamations seriously, to the point where you'd like to align your actions with your religious claims, I can point you in the right direction. I offer consultations and coaching calls to help you establish biblical clarity concerning the true nature of your heart and the discrepancy of your claims. I look forward to meeting with you. In the meantime, I'm the Moroccan Angel. Remember, do what is right, always. It matters.